This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Monday, April 1. Well, last week was fairly quiet until Thursday's crop reports, and of course, Friday was a holiday. So we had a lot of data coming at us before a three-day weekend, and the markets had plenty of activity after those reports. But for the week, we had wheat mixed. KC was down 5, Minneapolis down 16, Chicago was up 5, corn up 3, soybeans were down 1. The crop reports were the quarterly stocks reports and the prospective plantings reports. For plantings, corn came in at 90.036 million acres. That was down about 1.74 from the pre-release estimate and down 4.6 million acres from a year ago. Soybean acres came in at 86.5 million. That was down about 20,000 from the pre-release estimate and still up 2.9 million over a year ago. For wheat, all wheat came in at 47.5 million acres. That was up about 1.7 over the estimate and up 1.7 from a year ago. All winter wheat continues to leak lower, came in at 34.1 million. That was down 745,000 from the pre-release estimate and down 2.56 million from a year ago. But it was also down 300,000 from USDA's outlook. So, you know, the winter wheat plantings just continue to get smaller and smaller as the data comes in. For spring wheat, 11.335 million acres. That was up 444,000 over the pre-release estimate and up 135,000 from a year ago. For durum, 2.028 million acres. That was up 376,000 from the pre-release estimate and up 352,000 from a year ago. So a pretty big jump in durum acres. So taking a quick look at the state-by-state breakdown for corn, Iowa and Illinois both were down 300,000 acres, Indiana down 350,000, Minnesota down 700,000, Nebraska down 100,000, Missouri was down 350,000, Kansas down 50,000, South Dakota and Ohio down 300,000, North Dakota down 250,000. So across the board, corn acres are down. And pretty much across the board, soybean acres were up. Iowa was up 250,000, Illinois up 150,000, Indiana up 250,000, Minnesota up 150,000. So the heavy hitters all seeing a pretty notable jump in soybean plantings. For winter wheat, Texas is down 500,000, Oklahoma down 200,000, Kansas down 400,000, Colorado down 200,000, South Dakota down 50,000, Montana was up 100,000. In spring wheat, Montana came in at 2.7 million acres. That was unchanged from a year ago. North Dakota at 5.3 million acres was down 250,000. Minnesota up 300,000 at 1.6 million acres. Some of the specialty crops, we had lentils up big across the northern plains. Montana came in at 570,000 acres. That's up 180,000 over a year ago. North Dakota came in at 140,000 acres. That would be up 47,000 from a year ago. So Montana making a pretty big shift in their acreage. For the stocks report, we had corn stocks at 8.347 billion bushels. That was down about 80 million from the pre-release estimate and up 951 million from a year ago. So that's a jump of 13%. In soybeans, stocks were 1.845 billion bushels. That was up 17 million over the estimate and up 160 million over last year. That's a jump of 9%. For wheat at 1.087 billion bushels, that was up 43 million over the estimate and up 141 million over last year. That's a jump of 16%. When we look at the distribution of the stocks for corn, on farm at 5.08 billion bushels, that's up 24% over last year. Off of farm at 3.27 billion is actually down 1%. In disappearance, we had 3.82 billion bushels disappeared from December through February. That is up 12% for corn. Soybeans, on-farm stocks, 933 million bushels. That's up 24% over last year. Off-farm at 912 million, that's down 3%. Disappearance at 1.16 billion bushels is down 13% from a year ago. For wheat, On-farm at 272 million bushels is up 20% from last year. Off-farm at 816 million bushels is up 14% over last year. Dece through Feb disappearance of 334 million is down 10% from a year ago. So stocks are building for wheat and soybeans. That's not a big surprise. For corn, stocks are still big, but our usage is definitely up. So we're pulling some of the feed usage of wheat away and coming back into the more traditional corn. That's a big chunk of why we see a difference there. So a lot of numbers to digest, but basically, you know, as expected, a big drop in corn acres, but it was bigger than expected. And most of those acres shifting over to soybeans. So we also had the export sales report out on Thursday for wheat, 558,000 tons, a pretty solid number for wheat. Taiwan took 99,000, Japan 71,000, South Korea took a total of 201,000 of both old crop and new crop. Corn export sales at 1.3 million tons, Mexico took 492, Canada took 190. Soybeans at 384,000 tons, China took 347,000, 321 of that was switched from unknown. World FOB offers from last week at the Gulf, we had soft red winter wheat at $228 per ton. That was up $3 from a week ago. Hard red winter wheat at $265 was also up $3. Ukraine quoted at $195. That was up $3. Russia at $205. That was up $2. Romania at $215 was unchanged. France at $217 down $1. Argentina at $225 was up $5. In corn at the Gulf at 190, that was down 5. Off the PNW at 220 was up 1. Ukraine at 178 was up 6. Argentina at 195 was up 3. Brazil at 200 was up 5. In soybeans at the Gulf, we quoted at 460, which is unchanged on the week. Argentina quoted at 430, also unchanged. Brazil was down 5 at 430. So again, a lot of data to punch through. Friday, we did get an inflation report. Came in right as expected at the core inflation for February, up 0.3%, right in line with expectations, and pretty much confirms that the Fed is not going to lower interest rates anytime soon. I think the market is presuming that June will probably be the earliest that the Fed starts ratcheting down interest rates. So moving forward, weather is going to be the driver. We're getting some pretty decent moisture in the southern plains. That's what's pushing Kansas City down, about 13 on the night session. So we come in to this growing season with crop conditions far better than they were a year ago. Subsoil moisture is a little sketchy. We had some dry spells there, but it looks like as the crop really gets going at Kansas, they are getting some rain, and it's definitely casting a negative pall over the wheat market. And of course, with spring wheat plantings being bigger than expected, that's kind of a drag as well. For corn, you know, the market shot higher, took out that trading range high, but then closed below that high. So it's a little bit of a shaky signal. You know, obviously you get a good solid day up and then you don't get a lot of follow through on the close, and you don't get much follow through today. We're down about 3 to 4 in corn here to start things out for this week. So you really wanted to see the market at least close above that previous trading range high, at least from a technical perspective, to give you something to work with. But closing back into the trading range kind of points to the market still working in a sideways pattern. For soybeans, we're wrapping up the harvest in Brazil here fairly quickly. Probably got about 20% left to go. The FOB offers backed off a little bit from last week, but I think that by and large, the harvest pressure for soybeans is pretty much behind us, and the market's going to focus on weather here in the United States for corn and soybeans and across the Northern Hemisphere for wheat. The Black Sea has had a stretch of dryness, but we came into the winter with plenty of moisture. So subsoil should be fine across most of the Black Sea. Obviously, if this dryness continues, that's going to be supportive to the market. But clearly, at this point, it's not, as the market is drifting lower. And the European Union, we know their plantings are down because of too much rain last fall. It's been wet ever since. Their crop conditions are okay, so we're not looking at a disaster there. Just the drop in acres is going to point to a drop in production coming out of the EU, but there's plenty of wheat in the world. We've got adequate carryover. The Black Sea has a lot of carryover. Russia just seems to have an endless supply of wheat, which could end quickly if they run into trouble. But they've been driving the market lower, and it doesn't look like they're in any hurry to prop it back up. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.